This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Behind the Rose, where Bachelor Nation meets country music and everything in between. Here's your host, Blake Horseman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Behind the Rose podcast. I'm your host, Blake Horseman, here with my buddy, as usual, Eric Bradley. And it's been a minute, guys. It's been a couple weeks. We didn't have an episode for about, coming up on 3 weeks now, I think, roughly. So
we still have a podcast, I guess.
Yeah, we're back. We're here to stay. We were busy, obviously very, very busy. And we've had some changes to the podcast and things like that along the way. But we aren't going anywhere. I know I've gotten some DMs here and there asking where we are, but we aren't going anywhere. So we got a lot to recap, to say the least. We have a lot to talk about, a lot going on in Bachelor Nation, a lot going on in our lives. And we're going to discuss a little Stagecoach. I know you guys are very interested in how that went and everybody staying at the house we were in, things like that. So should we just get started with that? Should we just start Stagecoach?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
We'll just start Stagecoach since that's probably the biggest thing that happened over the last.
Never heard of it. What is it?
Yeah, never heard of her. first of all, it was amazing. It was incredible. The festival itself was awesome. I thought it did, they were great to us. They gave us a lot of tickets, to say the least. So all in all, you know, obviously Stagecoach is a very big festival and logistically can be an absolute nightmare. But it really wasn't for us. I mean, we got pretty lucky.
At times it's still frustrating.
I mean, I don't think we had any hiccups this year at all. What do you think the hiccups were?
Always just that first day collecting everything and getting everything situated and the run around and
yeah,
a lot of people are the communication's really bad internally. I feel like, and nobody knows like kind of what's going on.
Well, it's run by like two different companies, yeah, which is hard. Yeah.
But it's fun.
It's a beautiful festival. Well, it's in the desert. Yeah, it's in the desert, but it's a beautiful festival. I mean, the sunsets, you can't beat the sunsets out there in Coachella Valley. Like, they are just next level. I mean, we had a blast, obviously. And I just want to give a shout out to anybody who came out to my set. Truly incredible. That tent was something they have never seen. Yeah, they said that they have never seen the tent like that. And there were a lot of people in that tent. And I remember,
they said,
like this. Yeah. I'm like this everywhere we go. It's like, you know, I always turn to Eric and I'm like, man, I'm always scared nobody's going to show up. I'm always scared of that. And we did that thing where we went in, we, you know, checked the equipment about an hour before and it was like a quarter fill, maybe a quarter.
There might
have
been like 600 people.
Maybe, dude. Maybe. This tent fits about five.
They told us like expect 3 to 4. We had 6,000.
I think so. Yeah. Least. It was fucking crazy. So, of course, I'm nervous. And then I start playing, and of course, you know, a festival. So they have to wait till the last act ends and they leave, you know, and they go to a different act. That's how festivals work if you haven't been. And about 15 minutes into my set, I was like, oh shit, it's starting to get full in here. And it was just at the energy. I can't even describe the energy in that tent was just something I had never felt yet at a gig or at an event or anything I've done before. So shout out to the people of Stagecoach, all you guys that came out. That was something I will never, ever, ever forget. It was very full circle moment for me. We got a lot of awesome feedback afterwards, from not only Stagecoach itself, but a lot of the other people that were in that tent. And the person who's so one of the person who books talent for Stampede, Calgary Stampede, was in there, was like, we want to get you immediately. We want you like main tent. So
yeah, I think a lot's going to good things, by the way.
What?
I need you to send me her name immediately.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, so a lot of good things going to come from that, I think. And it was a good show. It was a fun show. And shout out to Tyler as well. My videographer and photographer got some amazing footage, and it's going to be up here pretty soon probably, but it's going to look, it's incredible. Some of these photos make it look like a fucking rock star. It is a wild thing. This video is going to be so fun. And then, yeah, the weekend itself.
And I got to chime in, cause like you said, it was full circle for me too, in like a different way. Mm-hmm. Cause I remember 3 years ago, I brought this fucking big eyed country boy fan to like a concert just as like a fan.
Yeah.
And now, obviously, the shit that happened, now you fucking playing it. Like, that was insane to see. Like, you being a fan of the talent to now being a peer of the talent on a night, yeah, where fucking right after us, Carrie Underwood brings out Axl Rose.
Yeah. Like,
holy shit. That, yeah, doesn't get much bigger than being, and then you got Mitchell Tenpenny, Hardy on the same day. Like, wow.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. It was very surreal for me. And shout out to Eric and for sticking with me and making, you know, and shout out to Booj Media and Sydney for kind of putting this all together as well. Cause yeah, it was a surreal moment. You're right. A surreal moment for me being, yeah, I think the first time me and Eric really, really hung out was a country show. Like actually hung out. And so
yeah, I've been a fan of scumbag Jared Neiman. I think
yeah, Jared, your first, well, show with me. Technically Kenny Chesney was first. Was Kenny Chesney? Oh
yeah,
first?
That's right. Yeah. Might have been
and
Chesney.
And then actually going like Grizzly, right, Rose. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. So I mean, it's just been a crazy few years. And to go from me being just a huge fan of country music and the performers and the entertainers to now kind of being one is very surreal and pretty cool. And just the beginning. Again, I just gotta say that, just the beginning. Next year, I want a bigger stage. I want a bigger stage next year. Maybe closing, yeah, you know, Friday night after party at the Paloma stage.
Or yeah,
Palomino.
Or just even just nationwide outside of Stagecoach. There's gonna be a lot of festivals.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
it's definitely on the radar now of other festivals.
Yeah, I definitely think we're on all the festivals' radars. Yeah,
with,
for sure.
With DJ Silver and the Roadhouse piece and everything. Like it's exciting. Mm-hmm. So especially, yeah, because now it's like this kid could do this. So
yeah, exactly. I think that's that put a little credibility, you know, to my name and to my rep, because being able to pack a tent in the middle of a festival that's booked with huge musical talent.
Put some respect on the name.
Put some respect on my name. And I think it did, because I was able to fill a, you know, $5,000-$6,000 per person tent while Brothers Osborne was playing main stage and God knows who else was side stage and stuff. Yeah. So I think that's
big. Other great part of a festival is like you have the people that are there for the country and the artists and the acts. But then it's like, man, it's a lot. It can be a lot. And then some people are just there like, let's fucking party. Let's rage.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they come in. And even like when I was standing on stage, the Lion Dancers, they were super shook because they were like, what just hit us? And they were loving every second of it. They kept turning around saying, this is awesome.
Yeah, like they were getting into it. And we were funny.
It wasn't all the line dancing, like the Copperhead Road and all that kind of stuff. You know, it's like they were losing their minds up there.
Yeah, I played none of that. I played a lot of fun, heavy house, like big drops. Almost honestly, I played like Big Room Vegas style. Yeah. I played some country remixes for a good half hour. But other than that, I played some big room stuff and they loved it. Very much
reminded me of Silver at like Faster Horses at that first after party we went to. Like, wow.
Yeah. It was, and shout out to like the people who set up the stage and the lighting. Like the lighting guy was on fucking cue. Like you could tell it was like a professional. You know, I felt like I was in a Vegas style like lighting. The way they would hit the drops, the guy would all crush
the disco balls.
It was just, I have some pictures that are just mind boggling. So shout out to everybody involved in that, from the stage and on to the lighting guys, to the sound guys. Like it was an incredible setup, and hopefully, yeah, I'll be playing that for many years to come. That was just the beginning. So
we'll be right back.
So who are some of the celebrity sightings at the show?
At my show? Oh, good God. So many. So fucking many.
I got to give him a shout out, man. Colt came through.
Colt came through. Everybody there who was part of Bachelor Nation came through.
Yeah.
Everybody. Which was really, really, really cool to see the support. And then I had I didn't even know this, but some Vanderpump people were there. They DM'd me afterwards and sent me videos. Sailing Sunset people were there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it was just, there were a lot. And that's another cool thing that I bring to my show too, you know, and I bring to some of my sets is there always somebody that comes through. And there were even some musicians. I got some DMs, some few musicians, you know, like side stage musicians who came through and they were like, holy shit, like, man, that was an incredible party, like an incredible show. So yeah, just an awesome, awesome moment for me and the team and everybody involved. And, you know, it was just, it was, I can't say enough about it. It was, it's still surreal. I still feel a little high from it. You know, I still feel a little, I'll go back and watch some videos and just be like, damn, that was fun. But yeah, shout out to Venue 10. We stayed at this incredible house. There was about roughly 20 of us. I think 20 of us that stayed at this house, just a phenomenal, you know, they treated us great. And we had a lot of, you know, we were staying with a lot of batch people. We got to meet a lot of people we hadn't really met before. We got to meet Mikey P. Awesome guy. I love that guy. He was easy to get along with. Easy to chat with. We had some really fun chats.
I invited all the Clayton's girls over.
Yeah, they were all great. I had some really good chats with all of them. Yeah, everybody involved. That's what I was actually saying to Lisa this morning. I was like, you know, we had such a, like, she was like, I'm so glad nobody asked me to like do TikToks or anything. I'm like, honestly, we should have done that. Like, actually, our group was so low key and so not clout chasey that I think we missed a huge opportunity. But like, our group was so just like, let's live in the moment and have fun and, you know, hang out in the pool and stuff. Yeah, exactly. So it was actually really cool. Like, we only got one picture of everybody together.
I don't think anyone took any group pictures. I don't at all.
It was literally like, so in a way, that's super, super cool. But also, it was like, we missed a huge opportunity. But it was such a good group of people just hanging out by the pool every day and just partying. And yeah, I mean, it was a good group. We've met Justin before. Love him. He was awesome. All the girls from Clayton season.
I really got to give them a shout out, man. Cause like all those girls, Kate, Haley.
Oh yeah.
They Hunter, were awesome. Cass, mm-hmm. Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. They were fun. I knew they, you know,
hopefully we'll definitely see some of them again, but it's, yeah, they are fantastic. That's a good group.
Yeah. I mean, obviously I got a lot of questions about, you know, Paradise and what
you expect. I was going to touch on that because I did see you kind of do that in your Q&A a little bit. And
yeah,
No.
We ain't dropping shit. We ain't throwing anybody.
Definitely not, but
no. Might be interesting. Is, yeah.
It's not a Blake Horseman stagecoach 2019, but.
Well, and even if it was, like, at the same point, like, I think the biggest, you know, everybody obviously was like, sat me down at some point, whether it be privately or in a group, and was like, what, you know, what do I expect from Paradise? What do I do? Do I, you know, do I go in and cause drama? Do I go in and start and stay quiet, maybe not get airtime? And, you know, I had one or two girls be like, I think I'm just going to go down there and cause havoc. And I'm like, listen,
yeah, you can do that. Why they'd even do that or think that, but
you can do that, but, and you're going to get the screen time. You will, but screen time doesn't always, you know, transfer into like followings and a good, you know, and getting, you know, transferring into money or whatever you want to call it, or events or whatever, or finding somebody. Like, it doesn't always do that. So it's kind of, you got to get lucky. Like, I think it's all about luck. And, you know, like I've said before, I think producers have just so much power that you just got to hope that they like you. Like, you just got to hope that they don't want to bury you, or they don't see an opportunity to send you on a, you know, a storyline that won't be good for you. And so there's no real advice. I told them, there's no real advice I can give you. Like, I can't be like, yeah, go in there, start a havoc, because that works for some, but it doesn't work for everybody. Go in there and be quiet and be furniture. Yes, that works for some, but it doesn't work for everybody. So it's just kind of like, you just kind of got to go down there and be yourself and just do what feels right in the moment. The only advice I did give them, and it was something I talked about in the Q&A today, was, if there's anybody down there who is a host of an official Bachelor podcast, do not get on their bad side. Do not fuck with them. I'm not saying stay away from them. Be friends with them, but don't go after somebody they're dating. Don't piss them off, because they will get a good edit no matter what. ABC makes money off of them getting a good edit.
Well, thing is, and this, also the hosts make money off of ABC. I mean, they're on contract. They get paid. They're on their payroll.
Yeah, but the thing is,
they should not be down. The hosts just should not be a part of the show.
And they may never be again. They may not. That might have been a very unique one-year thing, because Natasha has said she's not going.
But you also think about it, like, yeah, Becca, Joe, they found
love. Like, that's the craziest part of it all. Yeah, Becca, Joe, and I mean, I guess Natasha. Yeah, yeah.
And I guess Tia, she found it outside the show.
Yeah, yeah. She was definitely probably, they were leaning towards her being a host anyway. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying it doesn't work for them, but I mean, we saw what happens if you go against Tasha. Yeah. You saw what happens if you go against Joe Beck. Like, Yeah.
If you, go against Joe, Becca, anyone who's a host of a podcast, you're going against ABC.
Exactly. Like, just expect to get buried. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I do. I think it's wrong. But and I still love Joe and Becca and Natasha and everybody. And it worked for them. It's great. Yeah. And I'm happy for them. And I'm glad glad they went, because look what happened. But I think moving forward, I just don't know how they can allow that. You know what I mean?
Because they knew going in that they were the bullies.
Oh, golden ticket. Yeah. And they knew. Like, and I told Joe that. Joe's like, should I go? I'm like, yes, bro. Yeah. You're having the golden ticket, man. They will never ever bury you, man. Yes, go. Becca too, I told her that. You have the golden ticket, like, go. But again, this might be a moot point because it may never happen again. Natasha said she's not going. Mike said he's probably not going. So at that, in that instance, like, they may not, that was maybe a one-time year thing, you know. So we'll see. And that's the only advice I gave them, really, because other than that, it's like, it don't matter. If like it, I said I didn't do a single thing wrong down on that beach. And I, you know, I did obviously stuff, you know, made mistakes before, but it doesn't matter. They still were able to edit me to look like I did terrible things on the beach. You know what I mean? So it's just like, you really have no power. You just got to go in there and Jesus take the wheel. Like, that's what it is Jesus take the wheel and just hope for the best. But I did tell everybody they should go. Like, everybody thinks I'm probably like, no,
fuck, that is the one thing. No. I could attest to that. Like, I've never heard Blake ever say, don't do it.
No.
Unless like, I think maybe the Pete thing.
Pete, that was only Pete time, might be because, the only
like,
person.
Yeah. Like, outside of Pete, it's like, why wouldn't you take advantage of that opportunity if given?
Yeah. Yeah. Pete, maybe not. But everybody else, yeah. Take advantage, take the opportunity. It could work, you know, incredibly well for you. But, and even I actually, Jason probably asked the question. I just did Jason's podcast, Hard X podcast. And he asked me, he was like, did you lose money from Paradise? Like, especially right after. He's like, did you lose money in endorsements and ads? And it was the first time anybody's really come out and straight up asked me that. And honestly, I didn't, because I was a unique situation in the fact that there were still a lot of people who were very team Blake after it all. And were like, no, Blake got screwed. What, you know, the show and Caitlin did, like, they were huge team Blake. So actually I got a lot of like very loyal brands who were like, no, we only want to work with Blake because we feel like he got so screwed over. So in that sense, it didn't really affect me. So I told them, I'm like, listen, you can go in and you can get, you know, this huge following and meet the woman of your dreams or man of your dreams, whatever it is. And it'd be great for you. Very rarely is it actually way worse for you. You know what I mean? Like, very rarely will it actually be worse than where you're at right now. Like, it would take a lot, you know, and it would take a lot. Like, you'd have to really, really mess up. I think Brandon, maybe it was worse for him. Brendan.
Yeah.
And it Piper, definitely probably was worse for him. Yeah.
Piper, right?
Yeah. Piper, it seems to say the same for Piper. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't lose or gain or, you know, but Brendan did.
He lost a shit ton.
Brendan did lose a shit ton. But other than that, like, it takes a lot for you to freaking it, you know. Yeah. So it's worth the risk. It is worth the risk. Unless you're Tyler Cameron, then fuck no. Or you're like, even Pete, fuck no. You know, or Hannah Brown, if she has a boyfriend, but fuck no. Like, if you're all around the 1.5 and up million, fuck, no, there's no. And you got a good edit? No. Then I would say don't go. But that's a small percent of Bachelor Nation, to say the least. So, go down to Paradise.
I do love hearing the stories of the people with like I can't believe we're even talking about the following piece, but like with the lower followings, and then it's like their ABC promising, oh, we'll get to a mil or close to a mil. Yeah. Like, not even close.
No, not happening. Because obviously a lot of people do have second, you know, thoughts about Paradise and the cold feet, if you will. And for good reason. I mean, I got it, you know, like everybody gets it. And I mean, yeah, of course, you know, producers are kind of like, oh, no, like, we'll take care of you, blah, blah, blah. And I hear that, you know, they blow a lot of, but that's what all, in a weird way, that's what like all bosses do, you know, even like in the real world, like
if they want,
it blows smoke up your ass. Like, they do, all bosses do, you know? So I get that to a degree, and they want to get you, but yeah, obviously it's this hilarious scene. Like, they like, and these people who they're actually, and this was a fun conversation with a lot of people we had too, where they realize now, like, Instagram's low key dead, you know what I mean? Or dying. Like, the following just isn't there like it used to be. Like, you're just not gonna get an insane following from the show anymore. Maybe that'll change when Gabby and Rachel's season starts and we start. Maybe it'll bring the show back from the dead. We'll see. But as far as just the Instagram, it's just not really there anymore. So then they're like, well, is it worth it?
Well,
to put my life out there and not literally not get anything from it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And also coming from that marketing background, working with talent, that lock that ABC has on you as a contestant, like, yeah, sure, come down. We'll get you to a certain point, but you can't do shit with your platform for 6 months.
Yeah, for a year, almost.
Yeah, depending on the situation, a year.
And like, they own us for life.
Yeah, it's like you can't take advantage of brand deals for 6 months to a year. Like, what the fuck is the point anymore?
So true, man. And that's the thing, too. Either they start paying more.
Yeah.
Because it's almost not. And yeah, being the lead, well, we talked about this. Yeah. Being the lead, man. Oh. I don't know if it's worth it anymore.
I have one of the greatest stories ever. I won't share, but you know, I had a very lucrative 7-figure deal for somebody.
Yeah.
And ABC said no. And yeah. Eddie knows about it, obviously.
It's not worth it, in my opinion. I mean, I shouldn't say it's not worth it because you can meet your person, you can meet your soulmate, you can,
for sure.
You know, you can meet your future wife or husband.
I almost feel like that's the former premise of the show, but now for sure it is about, you know, that short term, like, you know, cash grab.
Monetary gain, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and that's not
nothing wrong with that at all.
No, no. We'll be right back. Everybody thinks, oh, like now the show is all about, you know, getting money. These people before social media were still getting a ton of money just in a different way. These people were on the front of People magazine and Brad Pitt was in the upper right hand corner. Like these people were massive before social media. Like these people were on the front cover of magazines and that's all there was to read. That's actually people actually bought OK Magazine and People magazine. You know what I mean? So, and these people were making, yes, and these people were making stupid money off of events, appearances, wearing brands and getting photographed
invited
and placed.
To every red carpet.
It like these people were making maybe not as much, but damn near just as much money. Like that's a conversation people don't want to have. Is like people would give them free clothes to wear, walk outside of their house, get papped by TMZ and be on the front of people wearing Gucci, whatever it is. So influencing has been around for a very, very, very long time, guys.
See, I come from that generation, I could say. And that made it so much more exclusive than what it is today, even. So like the prices and the dollar tags for marketing deals were way more than what you guys are getting.
Yes.
And that's the other thing too, like talent may not realize or the public may not realize, if they own you for 6 months to a year, and you can't do a brand deal or any kind of social deals or appearances, whatever, there's a whole nother cast coming on the TV show. So like in that 6 months to a year, your platform is going down and you can't attack while you're at your highest point.
And that's where ABC knows that.
Yes. And that's where ABC, yes. And I think talent is catching on to that.
Yeah. ABC knows that. And that's why. It's all just crazy, man. Like the whole, it's all frustrating. It's very frustrating for a lot of different reasons. I don't even know how we just got on that. I don't know where this all came from. I don't know where we all went for that. But, I guess we were talking about
topic of money. What's that hat you're wearing?
Everybody go check out Fat Cat Killer Coin. Go check out Fat Cat Killer Coin. Also, you know, Chris and Lena were there. We freaking love those two. They're amazing. Just awesome people. Noah and Abigail. Noah and Abigail, awesome. We saw Thomas for a little while. Great. Who else? There were just so many people. Tell you what's nice with having Thomas in the group is you can always find the fucking group. At one point, I got lost, and all of a sudden I look over and I see Thomas's hand in the air. I'm like, there they are. Fuckers, you know, 7'6" with his hand in the air. I'm like, okay.
I don't think Thomas ever puts his hands down anyway because he is such a fun vibe. Like, he is just always happy.
Yeah. It was just a fun weekend all in all, and looking forward to seeing a lot of people we met down in Paradise. I'll say that there's going to be, is there going to be a We Met at Stagecoach storyline? We'll see if they want to do that and if it's going to happen, but a lot of people did meet at Stagecoach and I hope there is just at least once they do an ode, even if it's an innocent, like, oh yeah, I saw you at Stagecoach. I think that'd be a fun thing, but we'll see. I think it'd be a fun thing while watching. You'd be like, oh yeah. all in all, very successful weekend. Very successful weekend. A lot of fun. Yep. What else, man?
So I guess it's been 2 weeks of a lot of couples branching out, I guess.
A lot of hard launches. Yes. Whole lot of hard launches. We got,
I don't even know where to start.
We got Maddie and her boyfriend. I think it's probably the biggest one, right?
Yeah. Well, Corinne and shout Scott Disick are pretty big.
Well, yeah, that wasn't a launch, actually. That was like a PAP launch. Very, I saw that today, this morning. I love it. I'm kind of into this scuffle, bro. You know, it's
so funny because a few months back, that Sam guy from Siesta Key, who was with Juliet Porter, Corinne was hanging out with her. Him. Like, she was on the PJs with Sam and everything coming to Aspen, like, back in, like, November, December.
Mm.
She's out there.
Good for her, man. Yeah. Get that bag. Secure that bag.
Wow.
Yeah, secure that bag. I fucking respect it. And what's crazy is she is way out of his age group, right?
I don't know.
He only dates, like, 19-year-olds and 19 and 20-year-olds.
Oh, gosh, she's out of his
age group. Yeah, she's out of his age.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's Leonardo DiCaprio, like,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, she's... Like. I think she's 29.
Why would you ever date someone over 22 if you're like that? Like, just
she's
kidding.
29, which is old for him. Not old for anybody else or real life, but yeah, for his world, is he's old.
That's like my preferred
age. Which makes me
age.
Think, dude, how young was she in the show? Like 23, 24? Yeah. I mean, she was on Nick Viall season. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Yeah. So, dang, she was really young on her season. I didn't realize that. She's only like 29, 30. Wow. She was very, very, that was like at least 6 years ago, maybe more.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
he's the reason why you guys can't drink on the beach anymore.
No.
Wasn't it her and that guy?
Oh, her. Yes. Yeah, I think I said him as a Nick. Yeah. Yeah. Her.
No. On the beach.
Yeah. Her paradise like season.
The hot tub.
Yeah, it was her paradise
deal.
Season. Yeah. So yeah, I mean that was a coupling. If you told me it would happen, I would be like,
never
no fucking way.
Get the fuck out of here.
Also, let's talk about securing the bag, bro. Maddie out here dating a billionaire's son.
I don't know anything. I was going to ask you if you know who this cat is.
He's just a billionaire's son. So she also out there securing the bag. Respect.
They just met at church on a random Sunday.
They seem. I don't think she mentioned like where they met. They've been dating for like 5 months. You know, they look exact. He looks exactly like what I would picture.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Southern, like very.
He's wearing
Christian.
He's wearing his
which is nothing wrong with that.
Spirited boat shoes.
The
big fluff comb over.
Like. Yeah, and congrats to her. I mean, listen, her caption was a lot. Like they may seem over, like incredibly in love.
That's normally how like Christian relationships are, though.
Yeah,
right?
True.
Like,
they quick and but wow, I was like, damn, both of their.
And they're going to be married by the end of the year and a baby.
Yeah, right.
Like 9 months after. So
I do think this is end game, 100%
for
her.
Sure.
Yeah, this is end game. Yeah, you're right. I bet by the end of the year they're engaged. But yeah, happy for her. You know, I like Maddie. Talked to her quite a few times. She has. Done a very good job of breaking away from Bachelor Nation and creating a very lucrative, very successful brand.
Which was her passion to
preaching.
Use her platform was to like minister in public speaking.
Yeah, she's done an incredible job with that. So shout out to Maddie and congrats to her. McKenna hard launched her new boyfriend.
Know that one.
Yep. So good for her.
Obviously,
I knew she's been dating one because she's actually soft launched for a little while. So I knew she'd been dating somebody. Yeah. I would have no idea what that means. I don't know what a soft launch is, but but they officially hard launch. Anybody else? Is there any other?
You got Buco and Anna. I don't know if we've discussed them since we've been on a little hiatus.
Love those two together. And
I also think
this is end game, guys. I never thought I'd say that about Buco, but this might be end game, guys.
Talk about Anna securing the bag. Fucking Buco. We don't even know how that dude makes money. Like he's
always
in my...
has it though.
No, I know.
So sports betting, bro.
He motherfucker's giving away free bets left and right at the bars.
Bets,
if you ever see Buco at a bar, open up Points Bet. Tell him you just signed up. He will give you $250 on the spot free bet.
I love those two together. Like individually, they're a lot of fun, and together.
Oh, they are a perfect match.
Yeah, they're awesome. And everybody
just two degenerates that like to drink and eat and
just good vibes too. Yeah, just good vibes, like no drama. And she's so perfect for him. Because we've hung out with her before without Chris. In Chicago. She came to one of my sets. And she's just a good time. And so shout out to those two. Happy for them. Only problem, only thing I'm pissed off about is it looks like Chris might be headed back to Chicago, which
I think
he's sucks.
For sure. I think they might be going from Chicago to maybe New York, right?
Really?
I thought that was maybe in the discussions.
Maybe.
But that I think sucks. She wanted to go to New York. But it seems like everyone's going to New York right now.
That's just anyway. What it is. It seems like every couple of years it changes. You know, it's like LA, Nashville, New York, Chicago. Mm-hmm. But that sucks because I do miss having Chris around Denver. But good for him.
Sober
good
Chris.
Yep.
We also got Rendon had a hard launch.
Oh, shit. Like. That's right. Chris Rendon.
Gotta give Rendon a shot. Shout out.
His wildling girlfriend. She has nothing to do with Bachelor Nation. So we'd love to see that. He seems happy, right? I mean, fuck. The other day he posted how in love he was with her and stuff. And so, yeah, shout out to Chris Rendon, man. They're dropping like flies. All the boys dropping like flies.
Yeah.
I'm sure we're missing a couple. I think we are.
I'm gonna have to go on Bachelor Scoop or Justin's page.
But yeah, congrats to everybody who's kind of that's another thing is like, man, it's
not cuffing season. That's so what are they
just
doing?
About to it's say like that. It's summertime. We're getting into summer and everybody's cuffing up. What is that about? Oh man. Congrats to all the new couples out there in Bachelor Nation. Yeah. Love to see it. We love a good love story.
Also happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to everybody out there, all the moms out there.
Speaking of moms, I got to play bingo with my mom for the first time in 3 years or two and a half years, which was incredible this past weekend. It was better than anything else I've done this month.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Probably got to feel good for all the people, all the, you know, the old folk.
Oh, it was awesome, man. Just seeing
everybody was so happy. Yeah.
I'm like the young kid with 70-year-old women. And that just hearing them gossip and gab like they hadn't seen each other in that long was just priceless. Like,
yeah, that's cool. That's super cool. I think that's kind of it. We could talk about what we got coming up. I am home for 3 weeks and I am so fucking excited about it. I am so excited. We had an event get rescheduled to August. So I am home for the next few weeks, which is going to be phenomenal. Cannot freaking wait. Next thing here in Denver, playing Chicken Fight Fest, right? That's what it's called?
Yep, Chicken Fight Fest. Yep.
I have never been, so I am so excited.
That's my favorite food festival
in
Denver.
And I've been telling and it's the coolest part is it's at Elitch's. It's at Six Flags Elitch Gardens. So if you guys are in Denver, come check it out. I've heard nothing but incredible things about this fest and the fact that it's at an amusement park doesn't hurt. May 26th is that.
May 26th, Thursday.
Come on out. I'm going to be spinning at that. It's going to be a good time. And then obviously, the festival itself.
Since I've done it every year since it started.
Yeah.
Basically, it's just a bunch of like the best chicken you'll ever have in your life. It's like chicken wings, chicken sandwiches, lots of amazing drinks.
Mm-hmm.
It's a food competition. So it's all the local restaurants in Denver basically competing for the best like fried chicken or chicken dish. And it is a party.
Yeah. That's what I've heard. I've never been, but I'm excited. I'm really excited for it.
It is something, if you live in Denver, you do not want to miss it.
Yeah. So come out to Chicken Fight Fest, the 26th, Thursday, May 26th. And then that Saturday, I'll be playing at My High Spirits. It's been a minute. It's going to be about 6 weeks since I've played there come that weekend. So it'll be a while. I think it'll be a good time. Saturday, May 28th. Coming out to that. And then I'm back in Chicago, June 4th, baby. Back at 115 Bourbon Street. Been a couple months since I've been there. So looking forward to those two dates a lot. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And then in the next week or two, we'll announce some special event in Nashville. We will be doing with one and only Cole Swindell.
Yeah, doing an event with Cole Swindell.
Tease it a little bit.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that.
One of the cool opportunities that came immediately after Stagecoach, actually. Yep. I got that text the next day.
Yeah. And I'm hoping that's not the last one. I think we're going to get a few good leads off that. So cool. Yeah. Again, we're back here to stay. The only thing that is going to change, guys, Eddie has decided to step down from the podcast as our producer.
Maybe if we can get all of you tens and tens of listeners to slide in his DMs, he will stay.
Look, if I was partying in that house in Stagecoach, I would be married to you two. I'm out here in Virginia watching and then going, oh, hey, Eddie, can you edit that for us by Tuesday? Thanks. Yeah, it's not the glamour.
No, I hear you. So, yeah, Eddie's decided, you know, kind of step down, move on. He's got a lot going on in his life. So we will be getting another producer. We're not sure exactly who or what that's going to be or look like, but we will be working on that. So Eddie will be with us the next couple, 2 weeks. We'll be sure to make sure he pipes in for his last episode. But
if there's any producers out there,
hit us up.
Yeah. Slot in Blake's DMs.
But yeah, so shout out to Eddie for helping us, you know, up get this. Well, he actually, it's his podcast. We actually just took over his podcast.
Stole it from him.
Yeah. So that's the big change for the pod, and we might have some more coming in the future. But for now, we're back to stay. So look for us every week, every Tuesday. Go ahead, like, subscribe, comment, rate, all that fun stuff. We appreciate you guys. We'll see you next week.
Behind the Rose is recorded live at the world famous Grizzly Rose or wherever we happen to be. Be sure to go check out our Instagram at Behind the Rose Podcast and follow us so you always know when we drop a new episode. And give us all 5 of those stars. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time, Behind the Rose.